Good morning and welcome to another Monday Coffee. This is your jolt of hope for the week. And one of the things that has been on my mind, I preached yesterday at New Hope, and so the story of the golden calf from Exodus 32 has been on my mind because that's what I preached on. And so I just want to give like kind of a recap to that and just a small version of what I preached on. And so one of the things I thought about with this is we have created this story to be just about idols and how we shouldn't have idols before God. And that's true, but also there's a little bit more going on underneath this story. And so the Israelites were freed from Egypt. They're no longer slaves. They're in the wilderness now. And there's no structure. They don't know where their food is going to come from. At least when they were slaves, they knew where their food was coming from, who they are, what they were supposed to do, and they had shelter in some way or form. Now, some of that was not good in any way, but at least they knew they had it. In the wilderness, they didn't. And they had to rely on God and trust God the whole time, and they started to get a little stir crazy with that. And then Moses went up to the mountain to talk to God and was gone for 40 days. So they didn't know where their leader was. They didn't know if their leader was dead. So they created the golden calf, and they worship it because that was going to be a God that was there and that was present. So this whole story rolls into the idea of what does it mean to be a slave to something and what does it mean to be free? Freedom in God. And so as Moses came back down and God was upset with the Israelites, God wanted to destroy them. And Moses said, no, please don't. They're not as bad as they seem. Their hearts are good. And God listened to Moses because he realized that Moses' heart aligned with God's heart for God's people. And so instead of completely destroying the Israelites, what God did was God drew closer to the Israelites. He created the tabernacle and said, build this tabernacle and I will dwell there. You will know that I am with you always when I am in the tabernacle. Now, this doesn't mean that God isn't everywhere. God is everywhere. But this was a sense for the Israelites to understand that God is with them. It was something to help them out in the wilderness. And then God created these laws that they needed to follow. And we get all bored with these laws, but ultimately what the laws do is try to help soften the hearts of the Israelites. The laws were set in place to help them understand how to love God and love their neighbor. And the only way that you can love completely free is to soften the heart. And so what God is doing is using love to soften their heart, using the law to soften their heart. So the ultimate fulfillment of the law is through Christ. And then Christ said that the Spirit will be with you so that you may experience the same thing that I did on this earth and do that for others. So ultimately, what God is doing is that the way we experience freedom, the way that we can be free of the things that enslave us, is simply to practice love. Because that love is going to help us soften our hearts. They'll no longer be hard. That when our hearts get softened, we actually get to see the people around us and understand the people that are in need. We get to understand the systems that we're in that need to be changed in order to help people to have the flourishing of life for all. That's how we get there. That's how we soften our hearts, is with love. That's how we get to open our eyes to what God is doing in the kingdom here and now in our midst, and then we get to decide to be a part of that or not. And no matter what we do, the story of the golden calf lets us know that God loves us no matter what. Even if we mess up bad, even if we worship an idol, even if we're enslaved to something, and we ultimately will still be loved by God, because there's nothing we can do to make God love us any more or any less. That's my hope for this week, and I hope it's your hope also. Have a great week.